talking with Congressman Frank Lucas. Congressman, wide-ranging conversation, as you mentioned, here at the Grain and Feed Association, but lots of questions about where we're going on farm policy. What's it going to take to get a new farm bill across the finish line with so many things that have changed in the last 5 years?
I think, Ron, there's going to be a realization come fall and early into next year with the Ukrainian war situation going on, with the Russians still disrupting their production. We're going to see some really, I think, continued substantial increases in export commodity prices. That will be offset, though, for producers by record high inputs from fertilizer on down. I haven't booked my seed for the fall yet, so I'm not sure what that's going to be. Producers are going to be under pressure. Consumers are going to feel it at the grocery store. And maybe for the first time in a long time, consumers won't just take us for granted on the farm. That's been my biggest problem down through the years. That standard line of, it's always been there, it'll always be there, it's always been safe, it's always been affordable, it's always been great. Well, that may not be the case for the next year or two.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, you've been saying all along that you do have that letter in the safe that says you'll be getting back on the committee. You know, when are you, is that going to not happen until the new Congress is set, you know, actually seated?
Both parties reorganize after the election, so that will be after the first Tuesday in November this year. The new assignments take effect the 1st of January, about the time that the committee will actually begin to consider, I think, where we go with the next farm bill. That'll take about 6 months. It'll be kind of exciting for the underclassmen because when I walk in and sit down with my portrait behind me from having been a chairman in the past, the freshmen, sophomores, and juniors will be a little thrilled, but it'll be good for them. And our new chairman, I think, will be G.T. Thompson. He'll be a pleasure to work with. This time, we don't have to recreate the farm bill from scratch. We just have to take the farm bill that now for two farm bills in a row has been base policy. We have to adjust it to the environmental and economic circumstances we're in and package it in a way that we can convince the majority of the House and the Senate that's in their best interest. And I would argue any farm bill that guarantees or helps assure, I should say, a producer has the ability to raise the food and fiber we need is in the consumer's best interest, both at home and around the world.
So, you know, will the baseline be there, you think?
Well, that'll be one of our big arguments, too, because there will be those who'll say, well, with wheat $10, $11, $12 with corn in the stratosphere, why do you need that guarantee? Fact of the matter is, it's a five-year farm bill. These prices may only be a year or two phenomena, thinking back to World War I and World War II, and then we'll have to go through a downward adjustment and then come back into equilibrium. I've got to help make sure my producers survive the gyrations, both the input cost on the top side of the scale early on and then where cash prices may be in the outward years.
Mm-hmm. Bottom line, you know, getting back on the committee, that's pretty important to your district.
Absolutely. And, you know, I have a degree in agricultural economics. I've been sowing wheat since 1977 on that piece of red ground in Roger Mills County. It is the one industry that's everywhere in the 3rd District, and it's the one industry that both Americans and the world can't survive without. If we don't raise the food, then people go hungry, political instability, and human suffering result. I don't want to let that ever happen.
I feel like you're kind of missing out on some of these early listening sessions and conversations that are starting to be happening.
I'm involved in everything I need to be a part of. Right now, the present chairman of the committee is really spending a lot of time on what you would define as social and environmental justice. I don't think those will be the major components of the next farm bill. It's going to come down to how much food and how much fiber can we raise? How can we do it in a safe, affordable way? How can we do it compatible with the needs of our communities and our farms? I've been down the trail a time or two. I've crawled through the thickets on occasion. I've worked with everybody on both sides of the room. I have relationships from the top to the bottom on both sides of the room. We'll get there.